I'd like to introduce Mr. Masud Chaudhry, the Chairman of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, to say a few words before we just tie this up.
We have to tie it up. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Masud Chaudhry is the Chairperson of the Islamic Human Rights Commission. He works tirelessly day and night for this cause. So please listen to him attentively. Thank you very much.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Right. I really have to thank all of you for coming and making this event possible. It is very important for us to stand up against those Islamophobes. And we say that we recognize your hatred of us. We see it and we make mark of it and we will remember. And we are going to expose you from this year on, every year, inshallah, we will get together and expose those Islamophobes. And let us move forward. Also, we need to recognize that in this society, not everyone is Islamophobe. We have got many people from the community at large who have been standing shoulder to shoulder with us and helping and supporting our communities. As much as we have Islamophobes and xenophobic people that have been recognized and awarded today, we also have got nice people. And for that end, actually, I need to share with you one individual case this year. There was a judo teacher in London, in North London, who took a number of his students to France for a competition. One of those students was a young girl with a scarf. When they went for this competition, the French authorities refused to allow that young little girl to get involved and actually do her competition. And what this teacher and the rest of the team there did was they actually removed themselves from the competition, every single one of them, and they gave those awards that they already won back. And they said, if you are going to treat our colleague in that way, we are not going to be standing with you. I've spoken to that teacher. That teacher is not particularly friend of Muslims or friend of anyone. That teacher has made that stand because he feels that everyone should be treated equally. And that is something we should recommend and we should praise. To that end, we are going to send a recommendation and a letter of praising that type of behavior. And we should, inshallah, from this year onwards, not only expose the Islamophobes, but also take one individual who has fought Islamophobia and praise them for that end. Finally, I'd like to thank all of you for coming to make this happen. I'd like to thank all those organizers, not just these brothers and sisters standing here, but every single one of those volunteers who have worked tirelessly for weeks and weeks to make this happen. And on your behalf, I would like to thank them. And the last, not the least, on behalf of you and all the organizers, I'd like to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given us the opportunity to come and make this sort of stance and actually show to the rest of the world that we could make a political statement while we are laughing and enjoying ourselves. We are not just barbaric, angry type of people. We do also could laugh at our problems and on those who are actually targeting us. Thank you very much once again. And also I would like to say one more thing before I leave. And that is that this work needs to continue. Also, all the signs are that those who are going to be oppressed in the years to come are going to increase, unfortunately. We need to also find deeper within ourselves to find resources, not just money. Yes, we need money, but also other type of resources. We need to give our time, our effort, and our all for this cause. Thank you very much once again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.